State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Paulette Parker. Say you're getting ready for a big day, maybe your wedding or prom. For lots of people, the key to the perfect day involves finding the perfect dress. But once the occasion is over, those elaborate and expensive gowns usually get tucked away in a closet or attic, most times for good. I found an organization that takes these dresses and gives them a new purpose, bringing comfort to grieving families across the country. It was cold, rainy, and early when I pulled up to Dawn Lafferty's corner brick house in Garden City, but there were already three women there working.
Hi. I'm Dawn.
Nice to meet you. I'm Paulette.
I'm Paulette. And we're down here.
Angels Above Baby Gowns takes donated wedding and bridesmaids' gowns, prom dresses, and they turn them into burial gowns for babies. Angel gowns, they call them. Then they give them to parents and hospitals for free.
Okay, we've talked about more scissors.
A couple years ago, Lafferty read a story in the news about a mom in Washington whose son died at birth. The mom went home and made a gown to bury him in out of her old wedding dress. Lafferty thought this was a great idea, so she posted on Facebook that she wanted to start a group to do the same thing.
Within minutes, my friend says, I'm in. Do you need me to bring sewing machines? What do you need? And I said, no, we have all the sewing machines we need. We just need to get started. Within a couple days, we're up and running.
Now her two-room basement is all Angels Above. That's where dresses are photographed, washed, and taken apart. They use everything. Lace becomes embellishments. Beads are used to make angel jewelry. Dresses come in the mail or get dropped off every day. Lafferty says they get about 50 a week, and everyone works for free.
I've become friends with some of the families who have lost their children, and they come over and we've let them pick out their gowns, but then we've stayed friends.
And some of them become volunteers. Heather Sabat is one of those moms. We met for coffee, and she brought a small pink box. Inside, she keeps ultrasound pictures, a card with baby footprints, a hospital onesie, and in a plastic bag, a tiny ivory and purple dress with a beaded embellishment on the chest.
All different. This is just one that my friend actually picked up from Dawn personally because...
Sabah's friend brought her the gown for her baby, Ayla Rose. Ayla Rose died last October when Sabah was 38 weeks pregnant. She had a placental abruption. It's where the placenta detaches from the uterus. Sabah spent 4 days in the hospital and almost died. Her daughter's funeral was the day after she was discharged. Sabah says she never had time to plan anything. It all just happened. She was happy to have the angel gown because she wanted people to see Ayla Rose so they could know what she looked like and who she was.
So I'm glad that she looked really pretty because probably would have just been this hospital onesie if that would have not been planned out for me.
Now she volunteers with Angels Above, she says, to be around people who understand what she went through and is really still going through. The scissors, thread, and sewing machines, even the cost of shipping gowns, it all adds up. Angels Above volunteers pay for what they need with donations and out of their own pockets. But Dawn Lafferty says it's worth it.
What have you heard that it means to the families?
The letters, cards. It just brings joy to them. It helps them have a little bit better closure that their baby's not forgotten and their baby will always be remembered.
But sewing helps Lafferty, too. She's medically disabled and says it helps her cope.
It gives me something to do so I'm not just sitting around watching TV. I don't sit down all day. And then that way I don't have to take the pain meds. It's just a kind of a distraction.
For every 1,000 babies that are born in Michigan, about 7 die before their first birthday. And even though that number is falling, that's still almost 800 babies each year. So Lafferty and her group can use all the help they can get. With State of Opportunity, I'm Paulette Parker, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.